Good morning. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus, the morning KLH. Time for your Hollywood update, your entertainment news. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel's show, Anthony Anderson was a guest, and he talked about the fact that he's really good friends with Michael Jordan, and they wear the same shoe size. So Michael once sent him a $20,000 pair of shoes.
What?
And he sold them.
Coincidentally, we wear the same size shoe, a 13. So when exclusives drop and I go out to buy them and I can't buy them because everybody's bought them before me, I call MJ up and he sends them to me.
You actually phone and say, hey, can I get some shoes?
Yeah, he can't tell me no because I know he's lying. I was like, man, we wear the same size shoe. You got them. Just send me one pair of yours. Like there was this exclusive that Dior made with Jordan that I went to buy and I couldn't, and they were like $15,000-$20,000. So oof. I called him up and he said it'll be there in a couple of days. And 2 days later, they showed up at my house.
They did.
Yeah.
And did you sell them immediately?
I did.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
There's no way he sold those, because if he did and Michael Jordan hears about that, that's
right,
true.
For sure.
There's no way he gets another pair of shoes. That had to be a bit. Penn from Penn and Teller is next. Who knew that Penn, just like Marcus, is a Swiftie?
I'm a Dylan freak, and I'm Dylan, of course, is everything to me. But Taylor Swift writes really complex lyrics, really honest, really American lyrics, which I think is important. And also, she seems to be rare in pop music in that everything you hear about her is good.
Exactly.
She seems like a good, kind person.
Thank you.
Doing her job well.
Yes. I agree with
and,
you. I'm a Swiftie as well.
Doesn't seem to be for, you know, being more, I think, more popular than anyone. Probably beats the Beatles at this point.
Yeah,
probably so, considering social media and the reach that has.
Right.
On the Kelly Clarkson show, Awkwafina says her cat taught himself how to use the toilet.
He was living in a house, another house at that time, and with like roommates, and then they saw paw prints on the toilet, and then they caught him in the middle of the night doing that. Because I think he lived with another cat that like really gussied up the litter box like in a really bad way. So he just went to the toilet, but he can't do number two.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, he can't go number two because he like loses his balance and stuff.
He loses his balance.
Okay, that's just weird.
Would you try that with your cats, Marcus?
I wish.
Yeah,
that would be so great. Except it'd be like, are you done yet? Are you done yet?
Yeah, right. You're gonna have to get a whole other bathroom just for the cats.
From The Tonight Show, Kelly Clarkson said she's amazing at putting together Legos.
I am the Simone Biles of Legos. I am incredible. I am incredible at Legos.
At Legos?
Yeah. Mm. It's a true thing. I'm incredible. You should see my house. It's weird. I'm an adult, but yeah, it's weird. I do it with my son mostly.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So much talent.
Maybe. Maybe she should have been an engineer.
And yesterday, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Lenny Kravitz got his star. Lenny Kravitz said Los Angeles taught him about music and creativity.
I moved from New York to L.A. when I was 11. And if Norman Lear never brought my mother out here to do the Jeffersons, I probably wouldn't be standing here right now. But L.A. was where a naive teenager chose to leave home at 15 and learn through determination and the kindness of strangers that the streets and the people of L.A. would be my education to music, to creativity, and to life.
So again, that's Lenny Kravitz, and he's getting his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Zoe Kravitz was there, and she had a very funny speech she gave about her father's wardrobe while she was growing up.
I've seen the way you show up and take care of the people you love. I've seen your incredible dedication to your art, but mostly I've seen through your shirts. According to my dad, if it doesn't expose your nipples, it's not a shirt. Used to embarrass me when you'd pick me up from school as a kid, but I gotta say, at this point, I respect it. You really do pull it off. Your relationship with the netted shirt is probably your longest one. And it works.
That is funny. That's Zoe Kravitz talking about her dad, who got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And that's your entertainment news for a Wednesday, March 13th.